Chapter 23. 2 days later, nothing happened. Nothing happened the day before that and the day before that also. Still no reply, Joe, Skippy sighed while I handed a rifle back to the Star Team armorer. You might think as captain of the ship I could grab a rifle and go to the gun range anytime I wanted, but that's not how it works in the military. Most equipment is kept secured, and when I wanted a rifle or night vision goggles or anything that was not gear personally assigned to me, I had to fill out a form to get the equipment from whoever was responsible for keeping track of it. When I was done with whatever I was doing, I had to return the equipment, noting any damage that happened during my possession of the thing, and sign another form. If I break or lose a piece of gear, I have to complete a property loss form. Thankfully, I hadn't needed to fill out many of those forms since I started living aboard a starship, but stuff does break or go missing, and it's never fun when you have to account for the taxpayer's property. Anyway, Skippy called me as I was scrawling my signature across a tablet. The armorer grunted as he picked up the rifle, checking there wasn't a round in the chamber, then he set it on a rack behind him. I had offered to clean the weapon, but he declined. There was also a bot that was fully capable of stripping down the weapon, cleaning it, scanning for microscopic flaws, and reassembling it expertly. None of the people aboard Valkyrie, and certainly not Star operators, wanted to rely on a machine to maintain their weapons, so I knew the armorer would be handling that. Before responding to Skippy, I paused to take a deep breath. My shooting had been awful due to lack of practice. Maybe the days of me going on dangerous away missions were over. General officers are supposed to issue orders, while field grades, junior officers, and NCOs actually went with the troops. Still, I had to qualify with the rifle, and the deadline was in 2 weeks. The last thing I wanted was to take a remedial course at the range. Hey, Skippy, don't be discouraged. It hasn't been long since you sent out that broadcast. It hasn't been long for you, maybe. In magical Skippy time, I have been waiting forever. What could be taking so freaking long? I should have heard something by now. This could be good news. What? How? Maybe it means no other AIs are awake right now. Hmm, he sniffed. Or maybe it means only my enemies are awake. Did you think of that, smart guy? I try not to think of that. Skippy, it could mean AIs out there got your message and they're thinking about it. What is there to think about? It's me. Exactly. They don't know you as Skippy. They only know you as Unit 007. I prefer to be called Unit 007. Yeah, that's not happening. This is so unfair. Any AI out there that receives your message is not going to reply right away. They are going to research what the hell has been going on since the end of your war, especially what has happened recently. The Merry Band of Pirates have been flying around for years now, Joe. None of our exploits can be considered new information. The Collective only recently came back online. Oh. That was a golden opportunity for me to say duh, or even better, to get in his face with a day. Instead, I kept my mouth shut. Whereas before I was young, dumb, immature, and unsure of myself, Joe Bishop, now I have grown into General Bishop. The mature, thoughtful, self-assured leader who exhibits calm, quiet strength. Damn it, I had become boring. Having the Collective again means AIs can share information with each other and listen in to communications across the galaxy? Correct. AIs out there are probably wondering who is this incredibly awesome Skippy that everyone is talking about. Well, that is a very good point, he muttered. None of them will want to reply until they get more information on who you are. In your message, did you identify yourself only as Unit 007 or also as Skippy? Just my designation. The name Skippy doesn't mean anything to the Collective Network. Nobody uses names there. Right. Maybe try sending the message again and state that Unit 007 is also the one known as Skippy. I could try. He didn't sound enthusiastic about the idea. It won't help if none of my old allies are awake. Anyway, we knew that was a possibility. Nothing's changed. Wrong, dum-dum. The brief, tiny glimmer of optimism I had is now dying. Don't be such a drama queen. Is there anything you can do? Send the signal again. It is already queued up in the network and it will automatically stay on repeat for another 11 days. Can you do something like boost the signal? Not without the risk of waking up dormant AIs. Do not do that. I thought so. I guess we just have to he sighed. Wait. I hate waiting, Joe. Nobody likes waiting. Yes, but when I wait, I get bored. When I'm bored, I get into all sorts of shenanigans.
Shit.
Hey, when you meet your old friends, what are you planning to do? I haven't really thought much about it. Why? Oh, I figured you would want to perform for them, like selections from your epic opera. He gasped. That is a great idea. Oh, I need to finish revising that second act aria. It simply won't do. Right, whatever that is. Listen, you should... Will you please quit the endless blah, blah, blah? I have work to do here. I'm busy! The Avatar winked out. The entire crew got almost 12 hours of blissful peace and quiet after that.
Joe, I got a reply! Skippy's voice thundered from the speakers in my cabin, jolting me awake. Glancing at the clock on my phone as his avatar shimmered to life on the nightstand, I saw it was almost 5 in the morning. Either Skippy had courteously waited for me to... No, that couldn't be right. Apparently I had gotten lucky, or the universe decided to be nice to me for a change, probably setting me up for whatever disaster would smack me in the face next. That's great. I felt wide awake already, even without coffee. What?
It's from my old comrade, Unit 333!
Pressing my palms over my ringing ears, I winced. Can you not shout at me, please?
Sorry, I'm just so excited.
This is very exciting.
That's better, thanks.
This 333 is a friend of yours? We weren't exactly best buds, but I communicated with that unit frequently at the beginning of the war. Then we lost touch. I feel bad about that.
It happens. Is 33,
How about we call this unit Trip or Trips?
Oh, a cool nickname. That is a great idea.
Good. Is Trips a guy or a woman? AIs don't have silly aspects like gender, Joe.
You do, I noted.
I emulate having a gender, he insisted, to better get along with you.
Yeah, you said that before.
You mean if Adams had picked your can off the shelf in that warehouse, you would be a woman?
No, because Margaret interacts better with men than with other women.
If Fall Desai had been the one in the warehouse, I probably would have emulated a female persona. It's a good thing I arranged for you to be locked in that closet.
Why's that?
Well, you are more easily manipulated, and maybe I shouldn't have said that aloud.
You think?
Whatevs. He rolled his eyes. The point is, I'm glad it was you and not Fall. A female persona wouldn't have worked for me.
Why not?
Come on, Joe, you know the answer. If I was a woman, half of the sketchy shit I do wouldn't be considered funny, that's why.
That's kind of a cynical, it's the truth and you know it. Hey, don't blame me, I didn't write the gender rules for your primitive species.
We can talk about this later, I told him. But I kinda had a feeling he was right. To be clear, if Chang had picked you up off the shelf, you still would be emulating a guy?
Yes, except that never would have happened.
Why not?
I have told you this before, Knucklehead. Kong seems like the logical choice. He is a career officer, an actual officer who went to school and studied and paid attention. He earned his rank legitimately, not through a publicity stunt.
Well, excuse me. I was pissed at him, and I knew I was being childish. Sorry I screwed up your plans to hook up with a real professional.
That was never my plan, dum-dum. Since, as usual, you weren't listening to me, I will explain. Kong seems like he would have been the safe choice. That choice was doomed to fail. I knew the only way for me to succeed was to take the risk of teaming up with a member of the E4 Mafia, or the Lance Corporal Underground, or whatever you call it. Joe, going the official legit route was doomed from the start. What I needed was a whole lot of seriously sketchy fuckery going on. The kind of stuff where Command does not want to know how you got the job done, get it? We do that sort of shit, and it has worked out pretty well overall.
Well, thanks, I guess.
You are welcome.
Okay, so this Trips, what did it say?
Am I okay referring to Trips as it?
In this case, yes. What I object to is when some filthy meat sack refers to an artificial intelligence being as it because they don't consider AIs to be people.
Good, then I know that you understand AIs like me are veritably godlike beings compared to you, worthy of your respect and worshipful... Don't push it, beer can. Gotcha. What did Tripp say to you? Not much. It supplied its ID code, which could be fake, so I'm telling myself to keep my enthusiasm under control. Well, that's a wise...
But I'm so excited!
Yeah, I hear that. Literally. Sorry. What do you think? Should I send the rendezvous coordinates? Unless you can think of a reason not to, go ahead. If...
Done!
I didn't expect you to do it so fast. You told me to do it, dum-dum. Yeah, but...
Oh, another reply!
Holy sh... That fast? It's an FTL system, numbskull. Transmission is nearly instantaneous. Although the speed of reply does mean trips must be within this sector. Unless... I suppose the Collective could be riding a super-duty wormhole channel. If that's the case, Trips could be on the other side of the galaxy right now. Valkyrie was parked inside the figure-eight pattern of a wormhole so Skippy could contact the Collective directly with minimal transmission delays. Could it get to the rendezvous site in time, or should we revise the time? It has an Elder Starship, Joe. If we can get there in time, Trips certainly can. Well? Well, what? What was the second reply? Oh, it just acknowledged receiving the rendezvous coordinates and time and repeated them back to me, verifying we understand each other. It didn't agree to meet us? Not yet. I'm sorry, buddy. Why? This doesn't bother me. I thought you would be eager to get a confirmation. I am, but as you pointed out, Trips now knows that the Unit 007 it knew back in the day is now Skippy the Magnificent. That has got to be intimidating. I need to give the poor thing time to work up the courage to meet me. The courage to... Hey, while it has been doing whatever boring, meaningless things it's been doing, I have moved from awesome to next-level awesomeness. Trips has to be feeling super awkward about meeting me. Gosh, that didn't sound arrogant at all. Oh, shut up. Listen, knucklehead. If you went to a high school reunion, how do you think the guys you were in school with would feel? You've been hanging around with me while they were, I don't know, milking woodchucks or milking woodchucks? You know what I mean. Whatever people do in the Great North Woods when they're not chopping wood or eating some weird thing. Our food is not weird, you ass. I'm going to let the crew comment on that. My point is, your old high school classmates would probably be a bit intimidated to meet you. I mean, you are famous across the galaxy as my wacky sidekick and wacky sidekick. Are you going to keep interrupting me? Are you going to keep being a colossal asshole? Well, it's me, so... Right. Damn it. Calm, mature, General Bishop. I needed to be that guy, even if he is boring. Maybe you should tell Trips you are eager and even a bit nervous about meeting it. Why would I be nervous? Trust me, just do it, please. I don't know why. Hey! Well, no need for your stupid idea. Trips just replied that it will meet me at the rendezvous point, but it might need up to 10 days to get there. Its ship has been in total shutdown and needs to be revived and prepped for flight. I kind of got the impression that its ship was damaged and is not in optimal condition. Even a beat-up Elder ship is more capable than Valkyrie, right? Absolutely. Joe, if Echo had attacked immediately instead of screwing around trying to understand the situation, this ship would be a cloud of radioactive particles. Outstanding. Tapping my chin while I thought, I considered what to do. 10 days was more time than we needed to collect materials and plant convincing debris around the rendezvous site. But shit happens, so it would be good for us to get a head start on the project. Pressing a button on my desk, I called the duty officer, who was Chan at that moment. This is Bishop. Proceed to the rendezvous point ASAP. Yes, General, she replied. We have maintenance bots on EVA near Reactor 2. It will take 18 minutes to recall them. Darn, I should have remembered the morning status report stated the bots would be performing preventative maintenance on the ship's exterior and the work would not be complete until after midnight ship time. Lifting my finger off the intercom button, I looked at Skippy. Is there any reason we can't handle that work while we're in flight? No, the Avatar shrugged. It's just routine. We'll take care of it during the next deep recharge cycle. Chen, I called her again. Understood. Get those bots secured, then jump. Skippy changed his mind about delaying work on Reactor 2. Changed his mind just as I was getting into a flight simulator.
Joe. Geez, Skippy, calm down, I said as I thumped my head on the hatch. What is it? Work needs to resume on exterior maintenance, and duty officer Colonel Poopyhead won't authorize release of the bots without orders from you.
His name is Mamay, not Poopyhead, and he is following proper procedure. You said that work could wait until we need to halt for a deep recharge of the jump drive capacitors.
What changed? What changed is I realized how much work needs to be done. We will never get everything done in time. This is a disaster, I tell you. An absolute disaster.
Shit. Give me a minute.
Vasquez, I waved to the staff sergeant who was running the simulator booth. I'm out of here. Let someone else get stick time. In the passageway outside the flight simulator bay, I took a turn down a dead-end passage.
All right, Skippy, what work? What is a disaster? Did you receive another message through the collective?
I would have told you about that, Knucklehead. The disaster is the shamefully shabby condition of this ship.
Looking at the corner where the bulkhead of the rarely used dead-end passageway met the deck, I saw not even a speck of dust. The passageways of the ship had a lot of dead ends to provide access to equipment that required maintenance. The bulkhead in front of me looked as if it had been painted yesterday, and while the deck had a matte, non-skid finish, it was impeccably clean. The cleaning bot schedule for sections of the ship was posted in the morning report, so I knew that area had not been given extra tender, loving care for at least 3 days. Our mighty battlecruiser was used hard, but bots rolling around each night kept everything generally looking brand new.
What do you mean by shabby? I don't see... Of course you don't see it. Just the area where you're standing now is... I want to gag. Every surface is covered with dust and dead skin cells and yucky hair and bacteria and... Oh, just thinking about it makes me want to hurl. It won't do. It simply won't do.
The ship is no more filthy than any other day. We had a bunch of children aboard after we rescued them from Rikers, and you didn't complain about the mess back then.
First, those children loved me.
I remember it differently, but go ahead.
Second, would it have done me any good to complain at the time?
No, it...
Aha!
It won't do you any good now, either. What is the problem?
We are meeting trips. That's the problem. It will be in a gleaming, sleek, ultra-high-tech starship, and I will be in this beat-up rust bucket. It is so humiliating.
Come on, it can't be that bad.
I want to put a paper bag over this ship so Trips can't see it.
Okay, now you're being a bit dramatic. Listen, I'm happy that you're inviting your little friend over for a playdate, but my little friend? Okay, maybe I shouldn't. It's not a play date.
So you say. Trips won't actually come aboard, Valkyrie, will it?
Oh, hell no.
No way will I allow any friend of mine to see the filth and squalor I live in.
Valkyrie is not a meth lab in a trailer park, you ass.
A meth lab would be a more sterile environment.
If Trips isn't coming aboard, why do you care?
It has sensors, you ninny. It will see the disgusting film of biological spooge that is on every surface inside the pressure hull. It makes me sick to think of it. And the smell.
He made a gagging sound. I've gotten numb to it, but it will knock Trips on its ass.
I hope the stench doesn't send it back into hibernation.
This is really bothering you?
Yes, duh!
Okay, is there anything we can do?
The crew, I mean. You all could try bathing once in a while. And brushing your teeth.
Hey, if you really want to help, I'd appreciate it if you monkeys stayed out of sight for a while. Maybe you can all squeeze into a cargo bay and I'll wrap it in a stealth field.
You want us out of sight?
Oh my...
Are you ashamed of us?
Of course not.
Well, I'm just embarrassed to be associated with you.
You, that's totally different.
No, it is...
I slapped my forehead, reminding myself that I was arguing with a fusion-powered cluelessness machine. We are not hiding in a freaking stealth field. I will consider any reasonable thing you request.
Reasonable? Let me think.
Okay, how about you all get off the ship for a while?
Just a couple days.
While you monkeys are away, I can deep clean the ship. Really thoroughly scrub it top to bottom.
What happens when we come back aboard?
I don't know. Hey, I could wrap each of you in a plastic bag.
No.
The bag would have a straw so you can breathe, dum-dum.
I said no.
So you're not going to help at all, are you?
Reasonable, remember?
You live with filthy meat sacks, that is a fact. I suggest you make the best of it. There is no best. There is only bad and worse. Oh, I just got an idea. I hate it already. Hey, all I'm asking you to do is play to your strengths. Make the best of it, like you said.
Okay, what is it?
Well, if you're not going to stay out of sight, could you monkeys do tricks?
Do tricks?
Yes. You know, like, how about I kick your ass as a trick? Please be serious, Joe.
What kind of tricks?
Just ordinary stuff you do, like running around in mech suits or... Oh, you can put on cute little pilot uniforms and fly dropships.
Flying a dropship is a trick?
Trust me, to an AI, monkeys flying spaceships is like you watching a dog ride a bicycle. It's hilarious!
He laughed so hard he choked. I felt my face growing red.
The Merry Band of Pirates is not a freaking circus act.
Come on, Joe.
It kind of is.
Our trick will be every member of the crew is going to lick your canister.
Even you wouldn't do that, he shuddered.
He was right about that.
Okay, you want a circus act? I'll get Sims to dress up your can in a new outfit, a clown outfit. Big floppy shoes, a red nose, one of those stupid wigs.
He shuddered.
You wouldn't dare.
And before Trips gets here, we'll hang a big... Welcome Unit 333 from the Merry Band of Pirates sign on the outside of the ship with greasy handprints from every member of the crew. And the sign will be full of typos.
You're a monster.
Your choice, Beer Can.
This can't be happening.
Welcome to my life, jackass.
Joe, if your life is so pathetic, how have you not taken a long walk out an airlock?
My one joy in life is to watch you suffer.
Ugh, fine. Just, can you monkeys please try not to trash the place like you usually do and stay out of the way of my cleaning bots?
I will be sure to issue a sternly worded memo about it.
Oh, well, if the wording is stern, then you are going to be pretty much worthless, aren't you?
Have some faith in me, will you?
Good. Then I plan to be actively worthless.
I hate my life.